20 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Pentagon says an Army helicopter crash killed five U.S. Special Operations Forces when it went down during a training exercise in the Eastern Mediterranean. CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland has more.
Soldiers were involved in an air refueling operation for their helicopter. There is no indication whatsoever, and U.S. European Command was quick to underscore that, of any hostile activity involving this particular incident.
The military says search and rescue started immediately by nearby aircraft and ships, but it's still unclear what caused the crash. Overseas, talks to release Israeli hostages has fallen apart. CBS's Jerika Duncan explains.
Hamas says it is suspending hostage negotiations because of the situation surrounding the Al-Shifa hospital. About 240 hostages remain in Gaza following the terrorist organization's October 7th raids, which triggered the war.
Al-Shifa is the largest hospital in Gaza City. Israel says it believes Hamas is operating a command center underneath it. Meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they're working quickly to take out the terror group.
I don't think it's going to take the time that it took the United States and the international coalition to defeat ISIS or to defeat Al-Qaeda. It took you many years. I don't think it's going to be many years. But I've set targets and not a deadline. And we're proceeding as quickly as we can, but also as carefully as we can.
The Ministry of Health in Gaza says more than 11,000 Palestinians have now died, including many children, since this war started. In France, more than 100,000 people hit the streets in Paris to protest a spike in anti-Semitism. Patrick Klugman was among them and says the massive turnout sends a strong message to the world.
It's a nationwide demonstration. It's not only in Paris. We are the only place in the world where such a mobilization is possible.
Leaders of both houses of parliament actually called for these marches. Police evacuated a fishing town in Iceland this weekend over concerns of a possible volcanic eruption triggered by thousands of tiny earthquakes. Alda Sigmundstier is a journalist there. She talked to the BBC.
We are just currently waiting for the eruption to start. It's highly unlikely that there will not be an eruption. The most likely scenario is that the eruption will happen at any time.
How would you react if you saw a giant lion roaming around your neighborhood?
Madonna Santa.
Probably not as calmly as that woman in Rome, Italy, where a lion escaped a circus and wandered around for 5 hours before it was caught. The lion named Kimba is back home now. She's doing fine. No one was hurt either, but the circus still doesn't know how the lion got out. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with a low of 33. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 54 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Director's Cut, session 41. Not bad, not bad. That's pretty good. And we got a special one for you. Actually, it's a kind of a part two. So this week, Friday, we had on the Sunrise Show, Kyler Cuzio join us for a live session. It was a lot of fun. She had recently won Husel's Rise to Music 2023. This was part of her winning, was being able to join us. Seth, Kyler, and I thought, well, why don't we, you know, there might be people that lost, that missed this. So let's go ahead and make this a director's cut episode. So what you're about to hear is that from the Sunrise Show on this past Friday when Kyler joined us. And if you get the chance, please, if you missed it, check out the first part that we had with Kyler last week, that director's cut episode. Big thank you to Kyler for joining us. Find out more at kylercuzio.com. Good morning from the Sunrise Show here at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI. You got your host James here. Just a little late. Just a little late. We were, you know, fashionably late. That's what we are right now. I am joined right now by our great friend and 2023 Hoosel's Rise to Music champion, Kyler Cusio. Kyler, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Good to have you with us. I had a fun morning, all three of us, really.
Yes.
We got your buddy Kevin here. Appreciate you being here, and we are looking forward to getting to hang out a little bit here. I do want to let the audience know that we're going to be turning this into a director's cut, so that's going to be fun. So anybody that might have missed anything, we'll have it for you Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Kyler, I wanted to start off. It's morning. How do you like to start your mornings? It's a easy morning. You don't have to rush or anything like that. You can just start your day kind of calm. How do you like to start your day?
Okay.
You a coffee person?
I am. Yeah. My thing right now is I'm obsessed with the chai flavor that they have at Quick Trip for the coffee.
You got to try that. Okay.
It's
I've seen that and I've been wanting to try that. I have to try it. Okay. That sounds good.
Yes. That one. I guess I get up, I think about like what are the things that I want to accomplish in the day, and kind of try to make a list either physically or mentally, and then figure out the priorities and go from there. Have the coffee and do the things.
How soon do you start? You pick up that guitar. How quickly do you do that on a normal day?
A normal day, not that soon.
No.
Got to be honest. Especially like in the summertime, I feel like that's one weird thing is that a lot of times with the schedule, a lot of times the rehearsal time or sometimes the performance time, because like you spend so much time traveling to the show, at the show, doing like everything, that there's not as much time for rehearsal in the on season.
Yeah.
Finally in the fall, winter is where you get to kind of actually work on things and refine.
So when you're in a moment like this, like you are touring right now, you're bopping around right now. We'll talk more about that before we let you go. When it comes to this kind of time, you don't have a whole lot of time to rehearse. So
right.
Do you do a lot of your rehearsing on stage as you're getting ready to go?
Kinda, yeah. Like once the sound system's in check, doing some thing, like working through some like kinks in the song, maybe something that you're nervous about for the for the show. But otherwise, I'd say most of the practicing or songwriting, learning stuff happens later at night for me. I feel like the daytime is where I do like all the not fun things.
You a night owl?
Yes.
Same here. Same here. I hear you. I think mostly it's weird to be a night owl doing a morning show. It is a little weird, but you know, we make it work. And I appreciate you guys making it work this morning and you being here with us today. I do want to let people know that you can find more of Kyler at KylerCusio.com. KylerCusio.com. Bookmark that page. It is going to be one of your new favorite pages if you haven't already checked it out. And Kyler, you were joined us a couple of times now. You've been with us over at WFHR. You were featured on our last director's cut. We got to know you a little bit there, so I encourage people to check it out over there and if you haven't already heard the interview. But you've been doing this for a long time. You started pretty young doing this. So when it comes to the rehearsal time, when it comes to getting on stage, do you still find yourself nervous? I had a class last night. I had this happen, and it hasn't happened in a couple months, but I had a student ask, when do you stop getting nervous? And I told him, like, I've been doing acting since I was a kid. I've been doing radio for 20 years. I've never not been nervous. Like, there's never been a time I didn't turn the microphone on and wasn't even a little bit nervous. It means that I'm invested. It means I care. Do you still get nervous? Do you still have a little bit of that in you?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely varies on the setting. Like, oddly enough, I think I get more nervous for the places that I've played at before. Like, if I show up at a new place, I am just hardly nervous at all because I get to just go in and make a fresh impression.
Right.
Versus going places that I'm like a returning artist or something.
Yeah.
That is when I'm super nervous, anxiety, just like through the roof. Like, am I going to disappoint them this time?
Sure.
Like, are they bored of me? Like,
No, I get it. I get that.
There's way more pressure when they actually know who you are, I feel
there's
like.
There's an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, as it is, you're kind of a blank slate going into it otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you know the people in the audience, I feel like that's a part of it too.
Ooh,
it's like,
yeah.
Anybody I know, I'm like, no, I don't I don't want you to hear this.
If my mother's in the audience, oh my God, yeah. My everything is up like 15-fold. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I feel you on this one. What about wake-up music? What kind of music do you like to wake up to? Of course, Kylie, yeah, I we'll get more into your style in a moment, but your style, you're here at West Country. You have a bit of a country style, although I wouldn't just label you as one type of style. Is that the kind of music you like to wake up to, or is it different style, different genre?
I'd say kind of a mix, maybe. Like, I'd say the acoustic stuff, the maybe folky stuff. Maybe, I don't know if they consider it alternative when that kind of, maybe the indie scene.
There you go,
I like the singer-songwriter stuff. Sometimes I like in the mornings listening to some of the things I haven't heard before and just kind of getting a feel for different... different music that's out there.
Do you mind giving us some wake-up music? Do you mind playing a little for us? All right.
Totally.
I'll get out of your way. We're going to let you go ahead and do your thing. Everybody, welcome to the WIRI stage. Kyler Kuzio, your 2023 Hoosels Rising Music Champion. Kyler, we'll probably have time for about four or five songs just to give you a playlist in your head there. So I don't think that'll change too much, for even though we got a late start here. We should be all right. So okay. I'm going to move out of the way. Stage is all yours.
All right.
Size of jeans. Looking into his eyes, I felt a mind crinkle at the seams. Couldn't help it when he touched my hand, my heart skipped a beat. Even though I know he's not the one that God picked out for me, I know that he showed me the light and leave me in the dark. But I would let him pull me in and give me the moon and stars. Baby, now I'm drinking, wishing he wouldn't be the kind to leave. But fate ain't something you can wish away. I can't make this what it's not. Drunken mind spills sober thoughts. Dreamer I met in the fall, and I was a different person when I thought I knew it all. Things get a little out of hand when you let a life's game play on. I never missed someone that I never knew till I met him on that lawn. Now every year I meet him again for the first time. Hope one of these days I'll meet him again for the last time. I know you're a different person now than who you were with me. So I'm just gonna lie through my teeth and say it don't still sting. What happened to I'm okay? I won't go another day waiting for someone to call me, baby. Now I'm drinking, wishing he wouldn't be the kind to leave. But fate ain't something you can wish away. I can't make this what it's not. Drunken mind spills sober thoughts. Didn't know that I said those three words that night till you shook me awake and I looked into your eyes. Said I didn't mean it and I became someone I'm not. Terrified cause I knew drunk mind spills sober thoughts. What happened to I'm okay? I won't go another day waiting for someone to call me, baby. Now I'm drinking with shitty. Wouldn't it be the kind to leave? But fate ain't something you can wish of. what it's not. I can't make this what it's not. Drunk a man spills sober thoughts.
Thank you. Just right out the gate, you start like that, huh? Just no warm up, no nothing. Just right out the gate. God, that sounded good.
Oh, thank you.
Actually, not bad acoustics in here. Actually, not too bad. Not too bad. What was the name of that one, Kyler?
That was called Sober Thoughts. That's the actually most recent song that I released.
Yeah.
I released two of them so far, but that's. I don't know. It's been kind of exciting because that one was it was fun to record. And when I did that one, we changed some of the lyrics. And actually, you mentioned or you asked me about getting nervous, and I was totally nervous because I accidentally played the original lyrics that have since been changed.
Oh, okay.
For one of those verses or like the pre-choruses, and I was singing it. I'm like, this is, I haven't sang this in forever. But I think it's just like that weird setting, compared to at a live show. You're like in the station with the headphones on, and it's like, oh man, this is
right.
a little different.
understandable, very relatable. It's also it kind of speaks to how it is as an artist that I tell another thing that comes up all the time when it comes to stage work. So much of it is you're not thinking. You're just kind of reacting. You're just kind of up there, just handling and just kind of going with the moment. You're not overthinking too much like we tend to do in our own personal lives and everything.
For sure.
That's a good one. So when it came to the meaning of that one, the lyrics of that one, where did that come from for you?
That came from just the idea of that phrase, like the drunk mind spills sober thoughts. Just those things that I guess that you think, that you feel, but you don't really want to, admit that you do, I guess.
Yeah.
I just had that thought of, how would I capture those feelings and stuff in a song, and I went for, I guess, that. That's my best way of expressing that feeling.
Have you ever written poetry?
I have. It's been a while.
You've got a very poet-like, lyrical way of you, a lyricist.
Oh, thank you.
You seem, and so many of your lines, and I'm sure we'll hear some more of them and everything, are very. They seem very poetic. I could read them, and I could see reading them in a poem. So I was curious.
Cool.
Oh, interesting.
I saw a funny meme yesterday that said a haunted house, except it's just poems you wrote when you were 16.
That is the most terrifying haunted house I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
My poetry was so bad at 16, so bad.
For some reason, the songs, I feel like they can disguise it a little bit more.
yeah, they do. It helps a little bit.
Poetry feels much more naked.
Something about that. Now I can see why there's beat poets. Now I get it. We have time for one more song before we go to break, if you don't mind. If you want to play us right to break.
Sure.
Cool.
Sure.
All right. Again, everybody, welcome Kyler Kuzia.
Sorry. Getting used to it.
Take two. Oh, take eight. It's all right. Take
Getting
your time.
Used to that. Empty rooms and empty bottles. Floors covered with things I threw at you. Convinced ourselves that this could last. Now we both know that ain't the truth. Unlucky dream come to existence. Turned into my worst nightmare. Like cinder drags you down to the bottom. I still ain't been up for air. 'Cause now when I see blue Saturn, I nearly lose my mind. 3 years on and I thought the greatest doctor was time. How can I get a good night's rest if I can't get you out of my head? Oh, I got you out of my sight. But there's no such thing as out of mind. Still ain't put off the hurting. The hurting you put on me. Didn't stressed if I can't get you out of my head. Oh, I got you out of my sight. But there's no such thing as out of mind. I tried Jack and I tried Morgan. I tried Jim and all his friends. But they don't burn as well as you did. So I'm still a glutton for punishment. Cause now when I see blue Saturn, I nearly lose my mind. 3 years on and I thought the greatest doctor was time. How can I get a good night's rest if I can't get you out of my head? Oh, I got you out of my sight. But there's no such thing as out of mind. Yeah, I got you out of my sight. But there's no such thing as out of mind.
Mm-hmm. Very nicely done.
Thank
Very
you.
Nicely done. What's the name of that one?
That one's called Blue Saturn.
That's a beautiful one. That's a nice one. Where'd that one come from?
That one came from, well, someone that drove a Blue Saturn. Mm. And I guess it just is, you know, like when you, I guess, when something happens or you know somebody mm-hmm. that drives a certain car or, I don't know, wears a certain shirt or something, and then you see it, like, everywhere. Mm. Once it's, like, on your radar, it's you see it all the time.
You're right.
And I guess that was just the feeling of, it was just an oddly specific thing, like Saturn car, but I feel like everybody has that. Like,
yes.
Everybody has that like, just haunts them.
yes. I feel like listening and going down a rabbit hole of your music over the last month or two, and I've been doing that a while, big fan. One of the things I noticed is there is a lot of relatability in your music. Is that intended?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I definitely want it to be relatable. I don't want it to be like overly relatable or generic, I guess. I feel like Blue Saturn, that's specific enough just as an example, but the message and the principle of it is relatable enough. So it kind of maybe bridges that gap.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think it does. I think you nailed it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back more with Kyler Cusio here on Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Quality Foods makes Thanksgiving meal planning easy. Get your Thanksgiving dinner from Quality Foods on Baker or West Grand Avenue. Complete heat and serve whole turkey or turkey breast dinners with mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, cranberry relish, green bean casserole, roll, and even choice of dessert. Now simply just reheat and serve. Voila! Thanksgiving dinner is done. While supplies last. Call ahead by November 20th to order. Thanksgiving dinners and the fixings from Quality Foods Baker in West Grand and Wisconsin Rapids. Get the details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sunrise Show at Wisconsin Country 105.5 WIRI. I got your host, James, here. I am joined by Kyler Cusio, our good friend. Appreciate you being here, Kyler.
Thank you again for having me.
Wanted to get into some more music, of course. I don't want to be in your way too much here. The people came to hear you. But I do have a couple of quick questions that I wanted to get to. And I mentioned, did a deep dive, rabbit hole, your music, all of that. One of the things I noticed was I can't label you. I understand. I think that there's a quick reaction to say you're a country style of music, even folk to a degree.
Right.
But even that didn't feel necessarily right when I started really focusing on the way you sing, your singing style. Your singing style reminds me a bit more of old jazz, of R&B, of a lot of even a little bit of the Billie Holiday style. And then I realized as I'm listening yesterday on the show here, we had, or the other day, we had Patsy Cline. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. There's a little bit of that to it, too. You don't necessarily do kind of your traditional country twang, if you will, or anything. It's much more of a kind of smoothed out, rounded out version of that that has almost a bit of a jazz style to it. So we've talked before a couple of times about influences. How much of those influences do you think influenced your singing style, or is that just kind of naturally how you sing?
I'd say, I mean, it's a mix. I just kind of sing, I guess. But there are definitely artists that I could pull, like I could think of that influenced me a lot. I know that we previously talked about, say, Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
And she was just huge country icon, but she didn't really have that twang. You know? She was pretty, I don't want to say proper, but like, I wouldn't have necessarily, I mean, she had Can't Fight the Moonlight, which was super pop influenced and stuff. Yeah. And blended right in with that. And I think that, I've definitely never, I was born in West Virginia, but I don't really have much of a drawl to me. And so I guess I've never been one to throw it in just for fun.
Right. Well, I think that there's something so genuine about that. And look, all genres have their styles and their ways of doing this, kind of weeding out people who aren't genuine. But it shows so much in your music that not only this is who you are, but how much you mean and feel, like every lyric you're saying, every note you're playing. It comes across that much more. In this genre in particular, in country, it feels like you really do got to come out the gate yourself. You really got to be you.
Or even like, just speaking of the influences, I've been binge listening to Noah Kahan. And like, he's kind of folky. Mm-hmm. He's got definitely some like country followers, I think. Yeah. But he's from New England. And you definitely can tell he's not putting on the country act, I guess. Yeah. But people still like it because his songs resonate. And I guess that's my biggest goal is wherever the listeners are. Hopefully I meet him somewhere in the middle.
I think you do. And it comes back to that relatability thing again.
For sure.
I don't know if it frustrates you. Sometimes I see an English actor doing a better American accent than I do. It's very frustrating. That doesn't seem to make sense. I was bored here. I should be able to do it better than them. They do it better than I do. I want to get out of the way, let you play a little bit, and then we'll come back and we'll kind of talk about what you're up to right now, where people can catch you next, and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So if you don't mind playing a couple tunes for us, I'll get out of your way.
Sure.
Everybody, welcome to the WIRI stage, Kyla Cusio.
Pray you catch every sunset, and I hope that you get a chance to count every star in that Spokane sky. I know you've been missing all the little things in life since you've been out here dragging through this central time. Darling, I recall how you smiled and shook your head. Couldn't say the words that were on your mind, but I watched your cheeks turn red. So I let you go, but I'm not going anywhere, 'cause I can't take the chance. One day he might answer all these prayers. I'd never lie to you, but I've got some truth unsaid, 'cause you're gonna make something of yourself and head back out west. So if they never tell our story, I will be okay if I can stay here on the sidelines and use your smile as a band-aid. Said you like Wisconsin, so why don't you stay a while? I'll show you all my favorite parts just to see you smile. And I never ask you to come back for me. I just hope you know the only bad thing you'll ever do is leave. So I'll let you go, but I'm not going anywhere, 'cause I can't take the chance. One day he might answer all these prayers. I'd never lie to you, but I've got some truth unsaid, 'cause you're gonna make something of yourself and head back out west. So if they never tell our story, I will be okay if I can stay here on the sidelines and use your smile as a band-aid.
know it ain't your fault, and it's what you had to do. I just hate the way you made me fall in love with you. So I'll let you go, but I'm not going anywhere, 'cause I can't take the chance. One day he might answer all these prayers. I'd never lie to you, but I've got some truth unsaid. 'Cause you're gonna make something of yourself and head back out west. So if they never tell our story, I will be okay. If I can't stay here on the sidelines and use your smile as a band-aid. Pray you catch every sunset, and I hope that you get a chance to count every star in that Spokane sky. Thank you.
Another nice one. Another nice one.
I appreciate it.
That one felt a little more of a story. Like, mm-hmm. You've got a lot of stories in your music, it seems. That one seemed like it was a little bit more of a history to it.
Right, yeah. There are a couple songs that I wrote around the same time that I really enjoyed writing, because I wasn't really focusing so much on making it melodically exciting or anything. I was mostly just, kind of trying to do the storytelling side of it.
Almost the
I don't know. I don't want to say like the Bob Dylan influence, but kind of like.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of his stuff was just stories that you wanted to hear more of, maybe.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Versus just a hook that hooks you in, and then you don't really pay attention to like what's the song actually saying. I feel like with a lot of those songs, you're really following along with the storyline, which is kind of what I was going for.
Doesn't it feel like that's a real lyricist, a real songwriter, that they give you a story, not just a hook, not just a refrain? Nothing against that. There's plenty of people that made millions of dollars doing just hooks refrains and everything. But it really seems like the true storytellers, the true songwriters, they give you that. And you hit on that's a really good line right there, a thought of wanting more. You know, a good song makes you want more, wants more, hear more of the story, almost a sequel to the song or something, or a prequel or like whatever else they're doing nowadays with movies and stuff. You want more of it.
For sure.
I hadn't really thought of it that way. That's interesting. Yeah. We're speaking with Kyler Cuzzio. We're going to take a very quick, short break, come back, and we will take you right to the top of the hour. Kyler Cuzzio and James here on WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three. Sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane. Draw and kick. Right corner. Three. Got it again.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with a low of 33. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 54 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 32 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Sunrise Show here on WIRI. Got your hosts, James and Kyler, who I just did that to. I feel so bad when I do that to people. We're talking during the break, and then I just throw my headphones on because I'm used to just jumping on the air. But you know what I mean?
You're good.
appreciate you being here. Of course, our 2023 Hoosels Rise Music Champion, Kyler Cusio. Speaking of Hoosels, Kyler, I wanted to actually start there. You're touring right now. Where can people catch you?
Yeah, well, tonight I'm playing a show down in Kimberley at Anduzzi's. I've got a lot of shows kind of, I guess, in the Fox Valley area. But next Saturday, the 18th, I'll be at Hoosels at the Lakes.
Right on.
Back at the stomping grounds from the competition.
Yeah, yeah. Is this your first time back there since the competition?
This year, yeah. Mm. I want to say I played there in March. That would have been before the, winning it. But
right.
This is my first time doing a gig back there, which will be fun, hopefully, to see some familiar faces.
Right on. You'll definitely be seeing mine and a bunch of people from here, so yeah, that's for sure. When it comes to the competition itself, what made you want to do that again?
I definitely wanted to kind of come at it with a different perspective, I guess. I the first year I was really looking at it as an entertaining thing, like trying to entertain people, maybe give them what I thought they wanted. But then the second year I really wanted to come at it with a lot more of my original songs and see what people thought of those, and just kind of see what reception I could get with my own stuff. Because like, it's very easy to get caught up in the songs everybody wants to hear when you're playing shows live. Yeah. But then it's easy to lose sight of maybe the end goal. I want to do more of my original stuff, then I have to play more of my original stuff. And so I really wanted to get those in front of people, I guess.
Yeah. Do you have an end goal? Do you have a goal in mind of where you would like this story to go?
I mean, I would like to, I guess it's very vague, but yeah, I'd like to just be able to make a living doing what I love, as in like writing my songs and have people that want to hear them, people that come to, because I'm very fortunate to have a lot of people that'll follow me to shows and stuff now, but it also is still pretty cover song heavy at the venues and stuff. A lot of venues, they want cover music because they want people to be able to sing along to things, dance to things.
Sure.
So just transitioning into more things for myself as an artist rather than as a, as an entertainer.
Sure.
I don't know.
No, I get that.
But you can do both, but
yeah.
Those are the best words I can use to describe it right now.
going back to your, when I was talking about your style and everything, and I don't think I think you're unlabelable. I don't think that you can necessarily label you in any certain genre. That plays into your audience, plays into giving people a good show, a genuine show, and being yourself. Do you think that that played into you winning that second year? You being a bit more of just you out there?
I think so. I think that people really enjoyed it because they're the I guess variety. They maybe enjoyed the variety because you were mentioning like some of my songs. There's ones that are maybe more catchy. There's ones that are more storytelling. And then I did do I want to say maybe two covers. And I want to say that the response that I got, I think, was people were maybe surprised at maybe which songs I chose to cover for it, which I think it helps keep people interested. It helps keep people maybe wondering like, oh, what's she going to do next? And so I'd say that's a little bit of what I use as maybe in my toolbox at my live shows.
Right.
I feel like people are kind of zoning out, then I'm like, gear shift from country and rock and roll or something.
It's one of the, I think, as an artist, one of the best things you can do is learn your audience, know your audience, and that changes every show, I imagine.
For sure.
So being able to stay in tune with that, that's no pun intended. There's no, that's awesome. That's very cool. You have, as far as your covers go, one of the things that I enjoy about that, and I mentioned this before to you, the Pumped Up Kicks, the Foster the People song that I heard you do. I like the song. I like the original.
like, well, let me check this out. And I go into it thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to hear something similar to the original. I felt like I heard a completely different song while still being the song that I liked. I felt like you put a different, your own, not only your own spin on it, I feel like that's easy to say. You almost changed the DNA of the song. Like, okay. The lyrics are the same, but I felt the meaning. I felt so much more of the song from you than I did from the original artist.
Oh, thank you.
I really liked your take on it. Do you try to do that? Do you go into that looking at an original song, original piece, and saying you want to put your spin on it? Or you just do that? It just happens organically.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty organic. Like, there's not necessarily a goal with it when I choose to cover a song of like, oh, what do I want to tell people? Or like, how do I want to perform this? It's more, I think that when someone writes a song, it means something to them. And then when every person hears it, it means something different to them. And so I tend to choose songs, for the most part, I tend to choose songs that mean something to me. And then I guess when I perform them, it portrays that.
And
I think that the same way that the original artist is portraying their meaning, people that cover it can do the same. I feel that's why there's so many debates over like, oh, who did it better,
right?
You know, like, did I don't know, just recently the Fast Car by Tracy Chapman just got Song of the Year or something at the CMAs because of Luke Combs' like kind of revival of it, I guess, in the last year. And so those two songs, both renditions are great, but, you know, just different people, it means something different and it resonates differently with people. I think it's fun.
When you're original and you're yourself, that comes through. And I think that's the essence of art. And you're creating art when people can interpret what they will from it, even if it's not your interpretation.
Right.
We got time for like a song or two. You got it in you? You all right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. I'll get out of your way. Everybody, welcome to the stage, Kyla Cuzio.
I woke up this morning from the passenger side of a red Ford Ranger, the one you said you were gonna buy. I imagine we were riding down 23, didn't care where we were going, just watching you sing behind Oakley's. I confess that your hands look a lot better in my mind, where your left one's on the steering wheel and your right one's on my thigh. Well, mine are callous, but they're still available. If you ever find yours empty, needing something to hold. If we make it through the winter, it'll be warmer come spring. And you melt a frost right off the start in a deep December freeze. I'll spend my summer days counting hopeful nights. You'll be the one I don't deserve, but somehow still be mine. I sure like how you write me songs without a tune, saying you've been missing me and I always pray for you. All your pretty words get ringing, running around my head when I can't fall asleep at night, 'cause I'm dreaming instead. If we make it through the winter, it'll be warmer come spring. And you melted frost right off the start in a deep December freeze. I'll spend my summer days counting hopeful nights. You'll be the one I don't deserve, but somehow still be mine. A second of the time that you spend leading me around the roadmap of your mind. So don't you go fretting over the hours that I lost. My high hopes and romanticizing could never be your fault. If we make it through the winter, it'll be warmer come spring. And you melted frost right off the freeze hard in a deep December freeze. I spend my summer days counting hopeful nights. You'll be the one I don't deserve, but somehow still be mine. I woke up this evening from the passenger side of a red Ford Ranger, the one you said you were gonna buy. You were singing Tim McGraw, rolling down 23, squinting through the sunset while I wore your Oakleys.
The way you tell a story, I sit there, close my eyes, I can picture everything, I can feel everything. I love it. I think we can kind of squeeze one more song in if you got one more.
Oh,
in
sure.
You. Okay, I want to get as much music as we could from you.
I think of a quick one, I guess.
All right, yeah, go right ahead. Everybody, check out more at KylerCuzio.com. KylerCuzio.com. Catch her tonight at Anduzzi's in Kimberly, 7:30. Wishing you a great show. Break a leg. Have a great one. You have to come back. Okay, you
for
have
sure.
to. This went too well. But we do appreciate you, Kyler. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
We're going to let you.
You
go ahead and play us right to the break. We wish everybody a great weekend. And again, thank you, Kyler, for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Stage is all yours.
I'm in trouble. I'm in love with my enemy. And all we ever did was fight. But I stopped hating you about a year ago, and I still remember the night. I banged my head against the wall, tried to get you out. But no matter what I did, you were all I thought about. I hold on to everything you said to me, even the things that were kind of offensive and mean. And your laugh too, but I wish I had held on to you. I'm in trouble, I'm not sure what to do. When I look up at you, what should I feel? Love, hate? I'm just extremely confused. Try so hard to push you away, but it never works. Just can't seem to stay away. But I know for sure I hold on to everything you said to me.
Once again, a very big thank you to Kyler Cuzio for joining us on the Sunrise Show on Friday. Big thanks to her for also letting us use this for Director's Cut. If you want to check out the first time she joined us for an interview and some of her recorded music, check out our podcast of the show. Go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Director's Cut, and look for October 29th. That was the last time that she joined us. So thanks once again, everyone. For James Maloff, I am Seth Habhager. Thanks for joining us on Director's Cut. We're going to go out with some more music from Kyler. Have a great week, everyone.
In the Moment. This is a song by an artist that I really look up to. I haven't done any songs by Tyler Childers while I've been in Michigan, and he's one of my favorites.
Daddy works like a mule mine in Pike County Corn, till he messed up his back, couldn't work anymore. Said one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep it low in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, oh, they bring me to chills. Thank you so much. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills.
good as his word. Takes twice as long to build bridges you burn. There's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, oh, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. I remember your words, oh, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone. So much. I appreciate you.
Song by Foster the People to share with you today. It's called Pumped Up Kicks. You may have forgotten it existed, but
I didn't.
So I needed to play it for you today. So, buckle in, boys. We've got a controversial song up ahead.
That's the intro right there.
I think I like that one.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.